Good morning.
Good
Hi, Jana. Hey,
morning.
everybody. Least for two more minutes, it's still good morning.
No, two more minutes. Oh, I just ran back from a tour with high school students. Oh, that was quite a morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was nice. We went to the apple orchards and grape vineyards, and yeah, so it was pretty fun.
Great. Which high school?
South Seneca.
Okay.
So there were four different high schools. There was Waterloo, Seneca Falls, and another one I can't, Romulus. And yeah, they came out here, and we got to go to our germplasm facility, which has like hundreds of different apples, and we got to taste them right off the vines, or the right off the trees, and the grapes right off the vines. And yeah, it was interesting. There's a lot of different flavors out there, some that aren't very marketable, but it was a good
More
experience.
experimental.
Exactly.
I will be holding a tour of the Cornell Veteran Memorials on Veterans Day, if anyone's interested. Once I've got the details formalized, I'll send out more information. But I do that pretty much every year, and it's, I think, quite an interesting tour. I'm a little biased, though.
Oh, great. Where do you do that?
It's here on campus. We have a website that has all of the locations of the veteran memorials on campus that we've identified. I only walk a small portion of them, otherwise it would take all day. And thanks to some help from some other folks, I have confined myself to an hour. I put all of my research up on the website, but if I were to cover it all, it would take again all day. But it's quite a lot of fun, and because I have contacts within the veteran community, I can get some of the spaces opened that are not typically available to just your average person day to day.
And that's on Veterans Day, Jeremy.
Yep. We don't have a definite time set, which it's supposed to have already been set, but I'm waiting to hear back from some folks. So, but yeah, it's a tour I try to run at least once a year.
That's great.
See people still joining. So while people are still joining, just a reminder, if you're part of the employee assembly, just put a EA before your name just to help with voting and all of that good stuff. Yeah. Unfortunately, as you have all seen, our agenda slightly changed. So we will plan on rescheduling President Pollack and VP Lovely as soon as we can.
Shameless plug in chat.
Thank you.
And just before we get started, everybody, a quick reminder. The Cornell Alert Emergency Mass Notification System is still scheduled for today at 12:10. Fortunately, the president won't be talking right in the middle of that, so it's a little less disruptive. But We thought it might be a good idea if we just pause around 12:09. I may just mute the whole thing, everyone, because some of us on campus, some are not, but they're apparently going to be PA systems going off and sirens. I don't know what all that will entail, but like I said, I'll just mute it right around 12:09. We'll pause and then hopefully come back within a minute or two.
Thank you, Eric. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 12:03. We have 15 participants. Do we have, I think we have quorum. Let me
see. Yeah, we have quorum.
Great, thank you, Wendy. All right, with that, I'll go ahead and officially call the meeting to order. It's 12:04. And I'll let Marcy start with the roll call. Thank you.
Okay. Darren Borders. Marcus Brooks. Frank Cantone. Carl Cornell.
Present.
Erica Crawley. Rebecca Dillon.
Here.
Bethany Dixon. Jamie Doss.
Present.
Thomas Hanbury.
Here.
Ellie Crum. Okay. Jeremy Cruiser.
Present.
Sophie Lanches. Christine Mahoney. I see you. Alina O'Connor. Kevin Phipps.
Here.
Stephanie Rizzo. Yvonne Solis. I saw Yvonne. Yvonne, there you are.
Here, yes.
You. Kate Supron. Wendy Treat. And
here.
And Jana Van Houten.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marcy. And I will go into the land acknowledgement. So Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayagono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayagono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayagono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of the Gayagono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. So now I'd like to call for any late additions to the agenda. Checking chat. Nope. Okay. So I don't see anything. So now we'll just move on to approving the minutes from September 20th. I don't believe we have the September 20th. I don't think we have the October 4th minutes yet. So I'll give everyone an opportunity. Let me see if I can find a link to put in chat. If anyone is faster than I am, please feel free. Now, here we go. Thank you, Carl, for those minutes. And thank you, Eric, for the October 4th minutes. So both are located in the chat. Okay, and I think we're rolling right up around the time. Go ahead, Wendy.
Actually, Marcy had her hand up before.
Oh, thank you. I didn't see that. Marcy, go right ahead.
Just a quick thing for the October 4th meeting. I don't think I called the meeting to order. I think that Jenna did. I called the September 20th meeting to order. It's minor, but just as a point of record.
Okay.
And Wendy?
I was going to mention that, but also I was going to motion to approve both sets of minutes by unanimous consent.
Second.
Great. Thank you. Okay. I was just waiting for the alarm system to go off. But anyway, it hasn't yet, so we'll proceed here. And I know Kate Supron. Go ahead, Wendy.
I actually think the emergency alert is at 12:20, not at 12:10.
Okay.
So I did just get the alert on my PC, so some of it has at least started now.
It might be going. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Marcy?
It's going off right now.
Okay. We are going to review the open committee appointments and seats. I know Kate was going to lead that. I don't see her present at this time. So let's see here. So I'm just reviewing some of the documentation that Kate sent me. Go ahead, Wendy.
I just, for point of clarification for everyone else, we actually realized during the executive committee last week that this actually falls under Kate's responsibility as vice chair of operations and finance for incidental vacancies and all that kind of stuff. So in case everyone is wondering, well, why isn't Wendy doing it as chair of the elections committee, it's actually because it is in Kate's responsibility in our bylaws. She received nominations and expressions of interest in membership in the assembly and presents slates of candidates to fill incidental vacancies as did. Just so that everyone is aware of why we're kind of shifting or anything like that.
Thanks, Wendy, for that clarification. So as you know, we're down quite a few members on the EA, therefore our committee numbers, we still do have quite a few to fill. So our bylaws state we need to have 6 EA voting members and 5 non-EA voting members per committee with a minimum of 2 meetings per semester. So I'm just looking through our sheet, which is in the box folder, in the committee box folder, and Kate had uploaded that earlier this week. So we're really looking to fill quite a few. I haven't really had a chance to review this prior, but it looks like we really need to start filling like the Benefits and Policy Committee, the Education Committee. There's quite a few. Yes, go ahead, Yvonne.
Yes, I was just looking at the committees and I would actually like to join the Employee Welfare Committee if that is available.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you. I'm just going to make a note of that. And Wendy?
Just another point of clarification or reference. So it does say in our governing doc that it's 11 voting members on a committee. So it is 6 from the EA, with one of the chair being a member of EA, 5 non-EA members. However, the committees can have as many people as they want on the committees. Okay. It's just outside that 11, those are non-voting members. So it is up to the committee chairs to determine which, like if they have 19 people, they need to determine which of those 19 are the voting members and which are the non-voting members. And also I did want to, I'm going to speak on Jeremy's behalf. Marcy Benda is also on the education committee.
Yeah, I apologize for being late and thank you, Wendy. the education committee is actually one of the ones that is actually has EA members on it, as does, I can't remember the other one, but the most of them have no members other than the chair.
Yeah, so Kate, we just got started. So okay. If you want to take, if you feel comfortable taking this portion over, sure. So we are just on item number 6, the open committee appointments and seats. Okay. We literally just stepped into this. So
excellent. Yeah, excellent. And I'm so sorry to be late. So as Wendy said, 6 EA members, 5 non-EA members on each committee. We have benefits and policy, communications, outreach and recognition, education, elections, which you're enrolled automatically. So that one's also, that one's staffed. Employee welfare, and then the executive committee. On the benefits and policy committee, we have a chair, which Bethany Dixon. Thank you, Bethany, if you are here today. I think there you are. But we have no membership either on or off the committee listed. Communications, we have several, everyone who's on the committee other than Sophie Lanchez, Wendy, who is the chair, Wendy Treat, Marcy Benda, and Carl Cornell. So again, we have a few members there. So we are at 4 EA members on that committee. Education committee, we have 3 EA members, including Jeremy Cruiser, who's the chair. The elections committee, if you're not up for election, you are automatically a member of that committee. So that one's good. And then the usually our hottest ticket is the employee welfare committee. There are Christy has a long list of members, but none of them currently, she has no EA members signed up and assigned as members. So what I would suggest is that folks let me know with an order of preference which of these committees you would like to serve on. I believe the bylaws say that each member serves on 2 committees that may cover our assignments. If you're on the elections committee, please go ahead and sign up for something, another committee, but we could start with everyone besides elections designating at least one committee that they are interested in serving on, and I guess rank it, and I'll fill them in the order they come in. How's that? So if you, the early birds get the assignments that they want. But again, we do have a committee chair for each committee, and the benefits and policy committee does needs people. Well, all of them do, and the employee welfare, and we have 3 members on education and 4 members on communication. Do folks have questions?
So I'll go with Jamie and then Wendy.
I think Wendy was before me, but
okay. Well, I was just, Wendy already has talked a couple of times, so I just wanted to give you the opportunity.
Okay, nope, not a problem. I was just trying to make sure, you know, everything was fair. But I was just going to say, I connected with Bethany a couple of weeks ago to let her know that I would serve on the Benefits and Policy Committee.
Super. I'm going to put your name on here right now.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie.
It's you and me right now.
Do you have anybody else, Bethany? Yeah. And if you have other people, just let me know and I can add them.
Thank you. No one else.
No one else has come on. So you're at a whopping two.
Yes, but better than one. So
yes, it is. It's better than one. Two is you've doubled. And I can send this out to the EA membership of which the committees are and who's on them from the EA.
Go ahead, Wendy.
So just a couple of things, actually. Elections Committee, again, it is only EA members. That's one of the standing committees that we have that's not open to non-EA members. A suggestion maybe to clean this up a little bit, remove Eric and Jessica from all the committees because they're not EA members. They're Office of the Assemblies. They're just listed on the website as representatives of the Office of the Assemblies. And then lastly is on the website, Sophie actually reached out to me about this today. On the website, if we are non-EA members can actually apply to be on a committee. And so we just need to work with the Office of the Assemblies to ensure that those, you know, if the certain committee is accepting an application, that it's checkmarked to yes, because then a staff member can actually go on to the website, fill out their application, and then the committee chair can review what it is, what's going on with that. Also, lastly, there is nothing whatsoever in our bylaws about how many committees each of us need to serve on. This is a point of clarification that I know it's been discussed in the past, but it's never made its way to our governing doc.
Thank you. And Yvonne?
Yes. So other than the Employee Welfare Committee, I too can join the Benefits and Policy Committee.
Thank you. That's excellent. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Probably already on the plan, but as we get this worked out, if we have a way to apply on the Assembly's website, we should include that in whatever next communication we send out with the direct links to sign up for the committees, maybe a blurb on what the committee is about. Just invite folks in. And as Wendy was saying, it's not in our governing documents, but we have historically had just kind of a tradition of folks signing up for two committees and or a committee and UA representation.
Thank you. Eric? And then Kate?
Sorry, everybody just got too many links going on here. I was just trying to find if there was a more, I'm just going to put in the chat real quick. It's just the committee's list, but it has the links to disseminate out. So people can click on and see if they're accepting applications or not. And also, I can see the higher applicants, but just so you know, for this semester, we haven't had anyone directly apply through our web forms that you'll see linked there on the committee's screen. We have had people communicate through email and communicate through to, EA leadership and everything. But so far, since the start of the semester, no one has actually used those. But if they do, and, we're in the interim of developing our new website, I will just do what I do with the other assemblies and forward on all their application materials right to the committee chairs and to the executive vice president. So. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. So we have Kate next. Oh, you're on mute.
Super quick question. I had two different emails and I wanted to make sure that they were correct, or two different folks tell me. Marcy and Carl, did you both sign up for communications and where's the other one? And education? Do I have that one right? No, communications and benefits. And I had your name down on two ones. Just tell me which committee. Yeah.
For me, I'm on the UA Campus Welfare Committee.
Okay.
And I'm on the communications committee.
Okay, but you did not then. Okay, so yes. All right. So, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Does anyone else think that they have a committee assignment that I don't know about? Because like I say, I've told you everyone I had. Like, I did not just have Carl on employee welfare. So now I've added Yvonne and Carl to employee welfare. So if there's anyone else who thinks they're on that committee, this would be a fine time to chime in because we don't have you on the official list or any committee other than the elections committee.
I was just going to say, Kate, actually, that I would be happy to join the welfare committee. I feel like it would be a good twin committee with the benefits and policies. So,
yeah.
But if that's not helpful, because I know it's a popular one, then let me know that too.
What do you say there, Kristen? She's good. Christy's good with that.
Oh, Christy says, okay.
It is a really fascinating committee. And there are way more members than voting seats. So I'll, you know, sign people up and leave it to Christy to sign up. Christy, do you want me to just put everybody on the list who wants to be on your committee?
Sure, that's great. Thank you. And I'll add you into the meeting invites. Our meeting will be, next meeting is November 1st, so I'll add everyone.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sorry, I had meant to send this out. And things got away from me. So, and everyone has, well, yeah. So I'll send it out.
Wendy.
Hey, if you need to reference back to anything, our September 20th meeting minutes under committee report actually indicate who was interested in serving on different committees. So Marcy and Carl both stated that they're interested in the Communications Outreach and Recognition Committee. Yeah. Marcy for Education Committee.
Yes.
No one had mentioned the benefits and policy committee.
Yeah. No, I did go through the minutes and put those in there. Right. And Tom, yeah. So I'd caught those, but there wasn't a lot. Thank you though.
Great. So I will nominate myself for the Benefits and Policy Committee. If that's appropriate.
Sure.
Okay.
And I'm doing this real time, folks. So now it's very helpful to do it now. Then you don't have to email me and I don't have to pull it back up, but I will if you need time to think about it or if you have questions. Okay.
And Kevin, do you have your hand up?
Yeah, I'd like to volunteer for the education committee if that's still possible.
Totally perfect. Thank you. Totally possible. And Jeremy is a great chair to work with on anything. So, all right.
Oh, and that's great. I see Ellie is joining the benefits and policy.
Okay. Is that in the chat?
It's in the chat. Okay. Thank you. And also another one in the chat, Kate, is Rebecca Dillon would like to join the welfare committee, the employee welfare committee.
Done.
Christine, just a clarification. Is the UA Campus Welfare Committee different than the EA Welfare Committee? Yeah, so I actually have joined the UA Campus Welfare Committee. Do I also need to attend the EA Welfare Committee? I'm just tallying up my meetings for the month and I'm just like,
You got to
know, that's your choice.
Okay, yep. Perfect. Okay.
So I've taken you off the Employee Welfare Committee.
Correct. And I'll be on the Campus Welfare Committee.
Okay.
And Christy.
Carl, I will copy you on the minutes from our meetings in case you're interested to know what we're discussing and share that with the UA. Don't feel that it's pressure for you to come to the meeting, but you'll just get the information.
That's perfect, because also for my position, I'm on the LGBTQ CNG board. So I'm just like a little overwhelmed with the meeting. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else at this time like to self-nominate? Okay, well, oh, thank you, Jamie. So Jamie will join the Welfare Committee.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. And if anyone wants to join anything further, please send Kate an email. Okay. Well, I will move on to the next order of business here, which are our committee reports. And Marcy is just finishing up. So why don't we skip to Sophie's update and then we'll go back to Marcy.
Okay. So from the communications committee, we met October 12th. And we're planning the EA voice release. And in that committee meeting, we talked about what to include in the EA voice. The George Peter Award nominations are open. And you've probably seen the email as well. So nominations are open until November 10th. So spread the word also. In the EA voice, we'll also include the open seats for EA, just to let everyone know that we're still accepting applications for certain terms. We're also going to do an EA spotlight so in that spotlight, we'll put someone's photo from their application for EA and then a little description. If anyone would like to be the spotlight for this month, let me know. And we could do that. For the next newsletter for November, we're hoping that we'll be a little bit more prepared and give you more of a notice of like who wants to be the EA member spotlight. It would be nice to showcase us, just to give an idea to everyone how the employee assembly works and what it's like to work with the employee assembly. And we also have two spots open for communications for any EA members that would like to join. Let me just double check our notes just to see if there's anything I'm missing. Yeah, I think that's about it. If I'm missing anything, anyone from communications, feel free to add on. I have a draft of the EA voice and I'll probably send it to our communications committee before we submit that. But we're hoping to get the EA voice out either Friday this week or the latest next week. And that's all from me.
That was excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sophie. And Marcy, go right ahead with the executive committee update.
I'm so sorry. I missed it before. It's a crazy day. So we tried to put together an agenda for today with the president, and then we did a quick turnaround as soon as we found out on Monday that she wasn't able to join us. Basically worked on that agenda. And then looking at upcoming speakers, I don't think we have anything for the next meeting. And as soon as we get word from the president when she's going to reschedule, hopefully she will reschedule in this semester. We'll let you know as soon as possible. But I think that's pretty much reviewing committees, and that's it for the executive committee.
Thank you, Marcy. Jeremy, go ahead, please, with the education committee.
Sure. We did have a meeting. I was just trying to get at my notes here, and of course they're eluding me. We met, went through our proposed topics, which for those new to the committee are up on Box. We're looking for additional suggestions. So if you go on to, here, let me turn my camera on too. If you go on to Box and find the notes there, read through the topics that have been proposed already. The closer to the top are things that we're already working on. If you have additional suggestions, feel free to add them right there. We added a follow-up on online part-time BA, which is a topic from last term that we're going to reintroduce this term, find out where we're at with that and whether additional effort needs to be put towards it. Gave some background, discussed the current status of work on the topic of equitable education benefits for CCE County staff. Anyone interested in more information on that, welcome to reach out or join in on one of our meetings. That's all.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Christy, with the Welfare Committee, please.
Hello. We haven't met since the last meeting. Our meeting with Linda Quell-Howe is postponed until the 1st, where she will do a presentation on some data presentation on employee survey on belonging and experience, and then on the HR's initiatives in terms of employee experience. So it should be a very interesting meeting next meeting. To speak for the CARE Fund, little plug, they will be tabling at the Benefair. And Sophie, I'm going to send you a flyer that maybe you could include in the EA voice, which is a call for engagement. So thank you.
Great. Thank you, Christy. And Bethany Dixon with the Benefits and Policy Committee.
Yes, so we have not had any meetings yet. I think that we absolutely will now that there's a more robust sign up. So I will be in touch soon with those who have signed up to determine scheduling and let you know.
Sounds great. Thank you, Bethany. And Leslie, we'll go Wendy Tree with the Elections Committee.
We also have not met since our last meeting. However, I will be getting all of us together at some point just so we can firm up language, as I'm going to actually be meeting with Jessica and Eric in the Office of the Assemblies to start planning the spring elections calendar. Back to Christy really quick with a plug. I don't know how new this is, but you can actually, in the appreciation portal, excited to partner with Emergency Care Fund at Cornell. Points can now be donated the Emergency Care Fund through the appreciation portal. So that's a kind of a cool thing. I just noticed that within the last like week or so. Well, like I said, I don't know how long it's been sitting there. But anyway, they'll have a lot of vacancies. As you all know, Kate is actually now kind of in charge of all that. So if you know of someone who is interested in filling an incidental vacancy, point them towards Kate. You can also point them towards the election email elections@cornell.edu, and I can share it with Kate. Hopefully we can get some seats filled before we have our actual election in spring. Thanks.
Thank you, Wendy. All right, well, we'll step into the next part of our agenda, liaison reports. Does anyone have a liaison report they'd like to share? I can start off with a university assembly update. Right now, the university assembly is starting to fill in constituency positions on the Transportation and Hearing Appeals Board, also known as THAB, it sounds like. So right now, basically, in a nutshell, they're looking for 4 employee representatives, and they do not need to be EA representatives. They just need to be nominated and approved by the EA. You know, I don't know if there's anyone that would like to self-nominate themselves to serve on this committee, but they are looking for, just for a little background, a 2-year commitment, just because this is kind of a defunct committee at this time. They're looking to get it back up and running. So they're looking for a 2-year commitment, and then they would kind of stagger terms. So right now, only 2 undergrad student positions are filled. So there's a good, I think, like 12 open positions. So 4 being employee representatives. So that said, if you have any questions, and I can also send an email with all the details, if that would be helpful. But if anyone would like to self-nominate or nominate, you know, someone, just let me know, please. That said, does anyone else have anything to add for liaison reports? Okay, I'm not seeing anything. So we can just jump right into open discussion. So for this portion, does anyone have anything? Christy, go ahead.
I'm curious about the process of information flow around who is the nominee for these liaison committees, and how does the committee know? And I don't know if I am or am not responsible to the Faculty Senate as a liaison. I haven't been contacted by them, and I'm not sure if there's somebody else on the committee that is representing that. So I'm silent on offering a report because I don't even know. I just don't know.
Yeah, I haven't reviewed that. I'm not exactly sure. I'll have to, we can look into that. If anyone has an answer, please feel free. But we'll look into that, Christy. Yeah, so we'll pop over to Jamie, and then Marcy, and then Kate. Eric, do you want to jump ahead if you have a clarifying point for Christy?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Christy, I can contact the Dean of Faculty office right now and just make sure everything's updated and let you know what I find out.
Thank you, Eric. That's very helpful. Jamie, go right ahead, please.
I was just going to ask if anybody has any information on what marketing efforts are being done to promote the open vacancies for the seats. Because just to be honest, I haven't seen any communication come out saying that we have, you know, X, Y, and Z seats open, and here's a description of what the responsibilities are, or some kind of like summary. So, I mean, I feel like we need to get the word out, and it has to be beyond just through word of mouth. And so that's what I was just inquiring about, if there were any marketing efforts being done for that.
Yeah, that's a great question, Jamie. I can say that I did meet with VP Lovely, along with Marcy and Hey DePew, and we met for a leadership meeting last week, and this was a topic of conversation. And so I provided her just a template that had been sent out previously by Mary Opperman, really just kind of drumming up the employee assembly and kind of, you know, asking more or less supervisors to be supportive of staff who want to, you know, be on the assembly. So she's reviewing it, you know, making sure it is to, you know, sounds like her, it's her style. And I'm hoping that we can send that letter off soon. And I also just personally, Sophie has asked me to provide an introduction in the upcoming EA newsletter, the EA Voice, and that is really going to be a heavy focus from me, is to speak about membership. That is pretty much the main point of my intro. So hopefully those two things will help. And if anyone else has anything they'd like to add, please feel free. To that point, Kate, do you?
Yeah, I'll back up to the previous point on liaisons. I will look into that and we'll include that in the email on internal committee membership. So it's just one, those will be the subject lines. I sent the vacancy list and email text. Wendy and I sent that to out through the colleague network group. So that's one way that we did promote it and we got some interest in that. And then Marcy got some names from folks who were interested and followed up with them at the Campus Connections event. And both of those, the contact in HR were done through HR, and it was Erin Simber Chase. So she had organized this Connections event. There were probably about, 100 people, 100 staff members there. I will send a follow-up email. And then as Jana said, it's gonna be in the newsletter with specifically what the vacancies are. The hard thing, Jamie, is we're limited to one send per month to employees. And then it has to be EA content. So I'll also see if we can get something into the faculty and staff news. They're persnickety about what goes in there. So we can try to get something in that one.
Thank you. That's it. Kate. Marcy.
Yes, sorry. So I can't find it in our notes, but I know in a previous meeting, Christy did come forth as the liaison, and I'm so sorry, but I did let Jill Short know, who is the faculty senate administrative assistant. I just let her know but right before Eric said that he was going to let them know as well. So just so that they know. So hopefully I'll get some communications from them soon too. They don't meet often, and I don't know when they're just in the UA Eve Durosa was in the meeting, and I believe they'd maybe meet once a month, it sounds like. And I'm not sure if they just met or if they're about to meet. So hopefully you'll get communications about that really soon. I had another thought. It escaped me. The event I went to for the employees, there were probably about 150 people. We got about 9 people interested in both EA and the CARE Fund. I reached out to all of them. The 9 people that were interested and heard back from one. So maybe, and also if any of you have anybody who's interested in, joining the EA, even off, just let Wendy know let Kate know.
Yeah, that's the clarification that we realized during the executive committee, is that this actually falls under Kate.
Okay, sorry. So then,
as vice chair of operations and finance, she put together a slate of potential candidates that have expressed interest to fill incidental vacancies.
Okay, I was just thinking it was committees for Kate, but no, sorry.
I apologize.
I'm sorry. My concentration is horrible today. So, but that's all I had.
Thank you, and Yvonne. And if I pronounce your name, am I pronouncing your name correctly? I want to make sure.
It's close enough, Yvonne.
Ivan, thank you. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Thank you for asking that. So this is completely unrelated to the conversation that has been going on. And I'm not sure if this is the space to bring this conversation, but I wanted to at least try. And I wanted to ask really if there was, I know that their land acknowledgement is read before the meetings. And I'm wondering if there's any more context or any more something more substantial that we are doing or can do other than reading the land acknowledgement, because in thinking about it, right, it's supposed to be, yes, something to acknowledge where we are, and at the same time not use it so much that it's just a routine, right? So I and I'm newer, so I don't know what has been happening, so that's why I wanted to ask, and also just being mindful of the pronunciation of the Gayo Kono Nation and the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, because again, if we're trying to do this respectfully, I think we need to be mindful of how we share that information. And I just posted on the chat a link to a little bit more information about the land acknowledgement itself, purpose and pronunciation guide as well. I hope that it is helpful. And again, I would love to hear a little bit more about where that came from, of us doing the land acknowledgement, and if there's anything more substantial that we can continue to do, or maybe we are doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. And Jeremy.
So I'm just reading through the site, and I think what I was going to say is right here. Thanks for the link. Now, I think that's really helpful, and it's one of the things that's been on my mind. So I appreciate you bringing it up, is that this becomes kind of a rote repetition without a whole lot of thought behind it, and that defeats the purpose. I know that the land acknowledgement as written, there was a whole university-wide approval process for that in connection with leadership from, I'm going to mispronounce it, so I'm going to try to, Gaikono Nation. So I'm not sure what steps to take next to avoid this being just a kind of thoughtless process, and keeping it more of a real thoughtful piece of our maintaining recognition. But I think it's a great thing to bring up in this space and have a conversation around.
Bethany Dixon, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe this is something that could fall under the umbrella of the Employee Welfare Committee, because that does include diversity in its description. And I feel like it would be great to make it, I mean, I think it probably happens often anyway in this committee or in the Employee Assembly, but for us to have the direct line of communication to senior leadership and to HR, and be able to bring up questions like this about what are we doing as an institution beyond just sort of paying lip service to something and covering our bases by reading a statement. So I think it would be really great to think of creative ways to try to bring this to a wider audience and say, like, yes, maybe there are many things going on that we don't know about, but how can we model that in EA?
Thank you. Wendy?
Just a quick reminder, and to mention what Bethany actually just put in the meeting chat. First, the reminder, the meeting chat is not part of the minute. So if you post something in chat, it would be helpful if you raise your hand and say, I just posted this in chat, and whatever it might be, because again, public record, minute, kind of do that. But Bethany just posted something for the Welfare Committee to possibly share with the wider Cornell community, and it's mental health warm lines, helplines, and hotlines, which I actually love that title. So it's a collection of mental health resources by Sam Benson, reachable via email sab459@cornell.edu. Yeah, thank you for that though, Bethany. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Wendy. Okay, any other thoughts or comments? One thing for open discussion is I recently received an email about TCAT. I know this is a hot topic. And you may have seen it. I know it's been kind of advertised in various newsletters as of earlier this week. That there has been a new service agreement, I believe, for another 4 years. Mm-hmm. I have a frequently asked questions, kind of a four-page sheet. So I will put that in a box folder for today's, I'm assuming probably today's meeting would be the most appropriate place for that. So I'll go ahead and put that FAQ sheet for TCAT into today's meeting box. So you can take a look at that. Marcy, go ahead.
It was one of the, I think it was this faculty senate that mentioned, or it could be the GPSA assembly that was talking about Kate, and actually I think Joel came to their meeting and discussed TCAT and also I think, and also Ithaca taxes and stuff. That was another issue that was brought up. But to discuss how TCAT was incentivizing, or how Cornell was incentivizing TCAT to make them a little more accountable for their recent, you know, I don't know what the word is, for how poorly they've been, I guess. Yeah. to make them better, I guess. But that was something that was mentioned too.
Thank you for that addition, Marcy. Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to circle back to the conversation that we were having about the land acknowledgement and additional efforts that we can engage in. And I was just going to recommend that perhaps we engage Sonia Rucker and her team over in inclusion and belonging in a conversation about additional things that we can do outside of just repeating, you know, and reading the land acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Is there someone that would like to take a lead with reaching out to that office? Or is there a committee that's taking, Christy? Okay, thank you. Excellent, thank you. Okay. Well, we're doing good on time. Any other last open discussion? If not, I would welcome a motion to adjourn. Wendy, go ahead.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Great. Thanks all.